But I really want to end the show today with this story. You know, I remember one of the things Ray used to go on and on about was those traffic lights down in Middletown on Route 9. And it looks like they're going to be doing something about it. But we want to get some details on it, really get some clarity to it. And Stephen Hall, state DOT project manager, and I think he's the project manager on this particular one, joining us here on Brian and Company. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
So, first of all, this spot, you know, in reading the piece in The Current that I read, it's the only, like, major road, like, highway in the state that has traffic lights, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Not even on the Merritt. So, and give people a sense who don't know the area particularly. Again, Middletown, as you head basically straight south from Hartford, about 20 minutes or whatever. How bad is the situation there in terms of the danger as it is right now?
Well, when we look at the last 3 years, which is typically how we look at crash data, we average a crash every other day with an injury once per week. So that's a tremendous amount of crashes and injuries. And a lot of these injuries are very serious because the intersections create a lot of angled conflict points that can cause those T-bone and high injury type crashes.
So, and it's been like this for how long?
Oh, I mean, back in the 50s, when Route 9 was put in, the signals remained. So we've been trying to solve this problem in a couple iterations since the early 2000s.
And now you think you have it?
We do. We went with, we called the Cadillac fix in the early 2000s. That really wasn't too feasible. And then in 2016, we came back out to the public with a new alternative, Alternative 1. We're up to 11 right now. And 11, I think, is the one that is getting a lot of traction. We're very confident that with more, with more outreach and more, conversing with the city, we can get this through.
Okay. Can you give us, so you have two traffic lights there. You have people going south who want to get off, people coming north who need to get off to get away from the river to get into Middletown. Like, what are you going to do? What's the fix?
Right. So the fix is, first and foremost, removing those two traffic signals, but we have to figure out a way to get Route 9 northbound traffic either over or under Route 9 southbound. So there's going to be basically two main exits. Coming up from the south, there will be a new off-ramp to River Road, and that will use Union Street to DeKalb and Rapallo Drive to get up and over the bridge, so paralleling Main Street, paralleling Route 9. And then further north at St. John's Square, Route 9 southbound is going to be elevated so that we can still have access from St. John's Square to Route 9 north and south.
We're talking with Stephen Hall from the state DOT about this Route 9 in Middletown. So has work already started? Like, what's the projection in terms of when it's going to happen and be done?
So this one project in 2016 spurred a few others. So we have two projects completed in downtown Middletown, two in construction right now. But this main project would begin construction soonest spring of 2027, and we expect this would be about a four-year construction period.
Oh, so we're talking a little ways. It's going to take... They're not going to start it for 2 years, and so it's going to be in the, dare I say it, in the 2030s?
That's where we're at right now. There's a lot of design. We're still looking to get that, preferred alternative to progress further. So while we have a lot of design work in the project now, there's a lot more to be done, once we finish kind of, with our public outreach program.
Yeah, and the funding is there?
The funding is there, yes. Funding is all in place, 80% federal funding, 20% state funding. We're looking to educate the public on this, to get some feedback and continue with the design.
So are you like an engineer, or are you more in the project management? So you're almost like the GC for the project?
So engineering, right? Our unit is state highway design. So we do the in-house engineering, the prime design. And then with us, we also have traffic engineers, structural engineers, planners and things of that nature.
I'm just curious because this is a job I'll never do. So, like, is this kind of opportunity, like, are you excited about this? Are you nervous about it? And does the timeline seem daunting to me? Because, like, planning something that's almost, 8+ years down the road seems like a lot.
Well, I can tell you, I jumped on this project in 2016, so we're about 8 years into it
already.
So it is very, very exciting. There's a big problem out there, but there's also a lot of stakeholders with a lot of interests, a lot of constraints. We've been back to the drawing board quite a bit, but it is very exciting to think about coming up a solution that the majority, not everyone's going to love it, but the majority of people can like.
I just like the fact that there's people out there who get satisfaction in solving problems for other people. They should put a little like a Stephen Hall exit or something. Like
you gotta as long as it's a good exit.
Yeah, right? As long as people like the exit and don't get hurt. Listen, I like the fact that we get to talk to you because like these kind of people like you toil in anonymity are trying to actually to know who you are. So we appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Stephen Hall, who's the state DOT project manager on this Route 9 project. Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. You as well.